Oh man, I just lost my game and it was the All Kids High School. Ugh. Wait, who made the first high school in this game? It doesn't even show the high school's leaderboard, it only goes up to 50. Let's see, who made the first game? Wait, I need to make this phone call. Yeah? If I'm interested, I should research the first games? Alright, boss, I'll give it a shot. Video games, the most thing kids play these days. But my question is, how did it all start? How did it become so popular in the worldwide community? What is the first game? You know, there's so many questions that a few of us have been left unanswered. But let's answer a few questions together, shall we? Oh, and just another notice, before we go on a time travel trip, my name is Timothy and I'll be guiding along through this podcast. Thank you. Hey boss, stop calling me, jeez. Be right back. Oh, wait, I'm back. Let's start off with a simple and easy question to start off with. How did it all start off? To answer this, we need to travel back all the way back to 1947. Technology was just starting to be invented, more known, well, trying to be more modern, kind of. On the 25th of January 1947, the first ever video game was invented by two people, Thomas T. Goldsmith Jr. and Ethel Rayman. Behold, the cathode ray tube amusement device. You know, that's a bit too long for a video game name, but if it's a working game, it's a game. It involved on a oscilloscope, which uses sound to make the screen change by each sound pitch and what it says. It was a circle, like a screen, like a radar, but it used this gigantic, enormous metal controller with a tiny joystick and one button. What was the goal of the game? Well, the simple goal was to avoid the missiles, and you could shoot them back. That was pretty much it. No special thing, no Easter egg, just loud noises. But hey, this was the first ever video game, so it wouldn't be perfect as a start. Well, it was pretty annoying, but it was working, kind of. More video games came on so slowly. It took years for another idea, for a new simple-like video game to come out. So, it was just 3 years for another game to come out. 1950 was Droids. It was displayed on an old computer, also known as the Nimrod computer. Droids was another fancy name for checkers, so no need to explain what Droids is. Well, that will make this podcast even longer, but I don't want to do that. Shh. Then again, just for 2 years this time, 1952 was a simple game of tic-tac-toe. It was also displayed on another old computer, the EDSAC computer. We all know what tic-tac-toe is. All of us have at least played it once before. A simple game where the goal was to get three in a row. Then came absolute silence. It didn't take 2 years, nor three. Nope, not even 4 years. And again, not even five. But it took 7 years. I'm just joking. It took 6 years for the next game to come out. On this game, it was on the same oscilloscope that the first game was on. It was called tennis for two. Same oscilloscope, smaller version of the same controller. It was just a simple recreation of tennis in 2D. That was it. Not even scoring. It was just sound. You know, this is taking too long, so let's just skip to the last one on the list, shall we? Please? Because I do not want to take this long, because, you know, I only have just a limited time. So, do I have your permission? Hello? And you know what? Quit stalling around, or I'll just skip and go to the last one instead. Gosh, okay, fine. The last one on the list was all the way in 1972, where the first gaming company was made, called Atari. The game they made? It was called Atari. But it was still the first ever video game company that was introduced on the start. The goal? To break the bricks with a single ball, move the platform on the bottom to keep the ball bouncing till all the bricks are gone. Oh, hey boss, what's up? Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about Atari yet? That was part of the story? Oh, why didn't you say so? Gosh, you should have told me on my script. Man. See you later. Maybe let's just ignore what I said about that one gaming company I accidentally talk about. My boss just told me I can't talk about it. Oops. Anyways. Can we have an interlude, please? Because I just need a break from all this stress. These people or inventions were paving the world for video games today. Introducing in the world, Ralph H. Baer. Baer had come up with making a control system for games, like making a game console. Well, he took the idea to Magnavox, having the idea together. Both teamed up to develop the first ever home video game console, the Magnavox Odyssey, released in 1972. While the Magnavox Odyssey was taking notice by storm, magazine after magazine, newspaper after newspaper, someone else was coming in the world. Two Stanford University students, Nolan Bushnell and Ted Dabney, came with the idea with a coin-operated feature in a cheaper computer in a small cabinet. Hence introducing another one, the first ever arcade game, Computer Space. They both went on to work with Atari Inc., making together another arcade game, Pong, which I talked about earlier, which was heavily inspired by Tennis for Two. Both Ralph H. Baer and Nolan Bushnell have been given the title Father of Video Games for their contributions to the start of video games. The term video games was starting to be known more at that time. Video games were emerging from the dark around 1973, appearing first in the Oxford English Dictionary on November 10th, 1973. The term was appearing everywhere in the magazines that time, articles, and many more places. One even had a fight against two companies, Cashbox and Vending Times, claim that they both used the term video games in March 1973, which was later resolved by Atari Inc. in court. The term video games was being used in tons and tons of magazines due to its massive popularity and the start of a new community. Even in Japan, where TV companies such as Toshiba and Sharp Corporation were heavily inspired and made TV mini-games. Year after year, video games were more known in their time, all the way up to today. Magazines, TVs, loads of peoples, companies were so inspired to talk or make their own things about video games. Well, that's the end of the history of video games for today. I wonder, what will the future hold for them? I think that's it. Now I'm gonna get back to my game before, you know, it... Oh, I did it again. All right, well, see you soon.